I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Alright, you want a positive? I'll give you a positive.
I'm alive.
Please. Lots of magic number talk, Kenny. It has been like 2 weeks of nonstop magic number talk. And this hot off the presses from Mitch.
Lima likes.
The magic number to clinch one of the top two seeds in the American League and securing a first round bye is 2. Is that confirmed?
I believe it is 2, yes.
We've been doing so much celebration.
Lima likes.
You know, a celebration that really counted. One they didn't have to take back. Not only did they have an awesome celebration at Progressive Field at the end of last week, denoting a playoff appearance.
Lima likes.
They ran it back with another celebration once they clinched the Central crown. Ladies and gentlemen, your Central champs, 2024, your Cleveland Guardians.
I was very impressed with the Friday night win over St. Louis. I was like, man, they were day drinking yesterday.
Yeah.
They ended up winning the game. I was like, okay. Very nice outing. Well done.
Now they came back and lost the next two. But you know
what are you going to do?
Still, your magic number is at 2. I mean, this season, quickly, Kenny, where did it go? Your baseball season. I wanted to make
sure
we...
1 week left.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we did get some Guardians in before this first hour. Because this first hour, I mean, it's been a train wreck in talking about anything good with the Browns. You did not want to be fatalistic. I know that, Kenny. You even said that. It's a little rough. So let's get to the...
I'm not trying to be, but here we are.
Lima no likes.
Browns running game. Kenny?
Non-existent.
Where is it?
How can you say there's one when there isn't one?
What do they have? What is it that they do well right now? Not just, you know, the running game obviously is non-existent. And maybe we can sit here and wait for Nick Chubb.
Everything's a draw. Everything is RPO draw. It takes a long time. It feels like it takes forever for them to develop it. It's just not great.
Well,
it's just not great.
I did see somebody made note of this online, one of the film gurus, and I should have written it down. But it was that when they were under center the last few years, their run plays look like their pass plays. So it was really hard to game plan against the Cleveland Browns. Now, again, that's when their line was fully functioning and they had a command, and obviously not having Nick Chubb. I mean, it's been totally different last year. They tried to piecemeal it together last year as best they could. Now, when they're running so much from the shotgun, I mean, you're not really surprising the defense. And, you know, if you want to just hand the ball off out of the gun,
well, because
the teams are just not all that worried.
Any quarterback he's had, the boot works out really well. Play action has worked out really well for them. When they're doing that, again, if you can have coverage for a little bit, the quarterback is, you feel the quarterback's going to freak out and scramble because you are sending heat. And so if you can play man in cover and you're sending heat, you're probably going to win the down. And so they're finding themselves in a lot of bad situations because the quarterback turns there. The first read is not immediately available. And so he gets nervous, especially after he's been hit so many times in the game. He's really going to be nervous. Again, like there were, as you said, some good balls that were thrown. But he went through a succession in one series where it was just 2 really bad passes. Well, why does he have really bad passes? He's getting hammered. That's where it is.
Lamino, like,
what happened to Martin Emerson? You know, he was leaking a little bit in that playoff game. Then the Dallas game was not pretty from Emerson, and yesterday was not good at all. Now you could make the argument it wasn't good for just about anybody. Daniel Jones was having his way after that interception was called back. After that,
I mean,
he had a 93-yard drive.
Yeah.
He had a 81-yard drive.
That 93-yard drive was a killer. Lord almighty, I couldn't believe they were going down the field like that. It's difficult for him because I thought that, boy, after that performance against Justin Jefferson in training camp, I really thought that we were going to see him being anointed as one of those top corners. It's been a bad start to the season for him.
Yeah, and obviously, we'll get into the decision to continue to not have Denzel Ward on Neighbors. But when it comes to Neighbors,
Lima no like.
All right, that guy, he's number one. Like, we could stop We can stop having conversations about anybody on the Browns being a true number one. When you see that guy, that's a number one.
That's a good point.
That is what a number one is. Like, we could say, all right, yeah, like Amari Cooper is a number one for the Cleveland Browns. And he got back to be, and I'll say, of all the guys yesterday, like, he was back. You saw Amari Cooper, and there was nice chemistry between him and Deshaun Watson. But his big game-breaking plays, those are just those tough catches 15 yards down the field. Not what Malik Nabers
is
doing.
Well, this is a guy. Well, he had that one on the sideline in the fourth quarter yesterday. That was amazing. And then we messed things up. But Nabers is what? Runs like 4-3.
Him on that fourth down. Yeah. The jet sweep.
And kind of the book on him was, well, is he better than Marvin Harrison? Well, the question about whether or not he's better than Marvin Harrison was, okay, is he just a speed guy, or can he actually run around? He can do all that stuff.
Holy cow.
And I'm not, this isn't just to sit there. I'm not knocking Marvin Harrison at all. I think Marvin Harrison is the son, obviously, here we're talking about, guys. Marvin Harrison Jr. is great. He's the great wide receiver. Malik Nabers is right up there. Lord almighty. I mean, he's going to have over 200 targets.
But he had 18 targets last week.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it. I mean, we knew what their game plan was going to be.
And I'm telling you, he will make Daniel Jones look palatable if that's what they're going to do. Because he tried to throw to Wandale Robinson and a couple other guys, and it was all over the place. And he threw to Malik Nabers, and damn it, if Malik Nabers didn't just come down with it most of the time. Yeah, he's a problem. When he has a real quarterback, he's going to be a real big problem.
Lima no like.
Steelers 3-0, and they scored 20 points yesterday. Yep. They scored 13 last week. They scored 18 the week before, and they are 3-0. So if there is one positive, maybe, from the AFC North.
I'm alive.
I had to do this just for the show purposes. What has happened to the once proud Justin Tucker? I think it could only be surmised that the wedge that this show drove between him and the team has messed with him mentally.
We're doing good.
Not the same kicker.
Three years later.
He's like the worst kicker in the league the last 2 years from 50 yards.
At least it worked.
Everybody's making 50 yards left and right. And Justin Tucker has collapsed.
Still won, though.
Yeah, I know.
Held on for dear life. As they do. Those fourth quarters, man, for the Ravens. Holy cow.
I know. It's amazing. They build up a huge, huge lead.
Lima likes.
Did we bury Colorado a little too soon?
No.
Did you see that Hail Mary from his kid?
Yeah, it was a great throw.
It was
a hell of a throw.
43 yards. They go into overtime, and then they go and beat Baylor. They're 3-1.
I'm not listening to the silly-ass arguments against Travis Hunter. I mean, I had him. I had him last week because I'm going, he should be the leader for the Heisman. He's not going to win it.
He had 130 yards.
Did you see the play he made defensively on the fumble into the end zone?
Yes.
You know, guys, it's
he's
not
the
just
best
that.
Player in college football.
Well, no. Well, I have people. Well, he's not the best corner, and he's not the best wide receiver. I go, guys, he's playing both positions. He's playing 120 snaps a game. No, we did not bury him too soon. They're going to play UCF. They're probably going to get boat raced by the Gus Bus. They're on the road. I don't know what Kansas State is right now. They have not looked good at all this year. Arizona, you know what? Kansas is.
I'll tell you, they're a fun
Kansas.
Watch, man. Colorado is a fun watch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh
they're not a great
a
football team, but they are a fun watch.
They're a hoot, but I don't want to play Colorado schedule they've game, got, but it might be a little bit more advantageous than we thought.
Do they not have two of the most entertaining players in all of college football?
Yeah. Yes.
And their coach is like the most entertaining guy in college football. You got to watch.
I hate it that I still love him.
They're not that great, but you got to watch.
I hate it that I still love the man.
That's it for Lima Likes.
What he's doing, is, I think he's going to be done after this year. So what he's doing is not right. But damn it, I hate him that I love him so much.